I think the net negative will feature so many great candidates, while the Rico I'm the Man Right Now star of the series is always a challenge when you get swept. But believe it or not, I have a few candidates for the I'm the Man Right Now. We've got Freddy Peralta, who did go seven innings. He allowed four runs, but hey, five-inning Freddy went seven. I've got Christian Scott, who did pitch into the sixth inning, and I thought showed a lot of poise fighting his way in and out of trouble. I think Christian Scott deserves honorable mention. And then I think you've got Jonah Tong, because Jonah Tong, in a 2-1 game, after struggling in the minor leagues and struggling in the major leagues last year, comes in the sixth inning of a one-run game, faces nine batters, gets eight of them out, strikes out two. Marvelous work by Jonah Tong. And those are your only options, because I would forbid anybody from suggesting that an offensive player could be the Rico I'm the Man Right Now star of the series in a series where they scored two runs. AJ Ewing did have three hits in this series, which I think led the team. He did steal a base, though he was caught twice, and he made a really good defensive play. So I guess he's the one position player that maybe you hesitantly give honorable mention to. But it's really those pitchers. Those are the choices to me. It's Christian Scott, it's Jonah Tong, and it's Freddy Peralta. I'm going to try to screw around with my computer to see if I can hear Pete Hoffman. But since I know the people can, Hoff, state your case. I know it's a tough case to make because they just got swept by the Marlins, but we are very loyal to our Rico I'm the Man Right Now star of the series. State the case in your mind who you think should be the man right now, as I will try to figure out if I can actually hear you. Go ahead.
I don't know who the hell you can talk. I mean, Jonah Tong is a good choice.
Yes.
Just because of the situation he was in. Christian Scott pitched really well. I just don't like anybody. I mean, I know we have to because that's what we do. I will lean towards, I mean, Soto did hit a home run, right?
Yeah, I guess we can give Soto a little bit of credit. I'm trying to ignore him. He was 2-for-3 in the opener with a solo home run, their only run. And then he was 0-for-3 with a walk in game two. That's not enough. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I'm trying. Because it's just tough, dude. Like, I will – Freddy Peralta can go to hell for all I care. No offense. Like, I mean, you can't be an ace of a staff, go seven innings and give him four runs and us be like, oh, well, he went seven innings deep. Can't do that. So I think it's between Tong or Scott. I know Manaea did okay, but I think it's Tong or Scott.
I think it's Jonah Tong. I think that Jonah Tong deserves a lot of credit because he comes into a game in which it's 2-1. So it's even worse than Christian Scott pitching in a 0-0 game. You're already down by a run, and you know how bad this offense is. And I think what elevates Tong a little bit for me is that this kid was struggling in AAA. He didn't deserve to get the call based on performance. He struggled last year. And the Miami Marlins have a somewhat competent offense, is the way I would describe it. And he was great. Like, he was dominant in a lot of ways. So I know that these are always tough, and I always get emails from people saying, just don't pick one. Don't pick an I'm the Man Right Now. I'm sorry. I've got OCD. We're picking an I'm the Man Right Now. And I do think it's Jonah Tong. So it's one of those cases where when you get swept, it's difficult. Looking back at this season, they got swept four times this year. Your I'm the Man Right Now is during the sweep. The Colorado sweep, Carson Bench. The Chicago sweep, MJ Melendez. The Dodgers sweep, Nolan McClain. The A's sweep, Freddy Peralta. So there's always a way. So I'll go with Jonah Tong as the man right now. Where things get difficult and contentious is the net negative, because there are so many options. One guy I'm going to exclude right away is Devin Williams. Just lay off Devin Williams. Devin Williams, while he sucked on Sunday, I'm not defending that performance. He has been so good recently, and the Met offense scored zero runs in nine innings. Like, we can mention him because he didn't pitch well Sunday, but it ain't him. You know, when you have a three-game series against the Marlins and score two runs on 11 hits over the course of the three games, it's someone on offense. So I'm going to quickly give you some numbers, and then you tell me what jumps out at you, because I now can hear Pete, so that's good. Carson Benj was 0-for-11 in this series. 0-for-11 with five strikeouts. Bo Bichette was 1-for-12 in this series. We mentioned Soto was okay. Vientos 2-for-10 with an RBI. Beatty 1-for-7. Marcus Semien 0-for-10. Luis Torrens 0-for-5. So you're looking at Simeon's 0-for-10, Bichette's 1-for-12, and Benj is 0-for-11 as the numbers that really jump out at you. If you want to give one of them a net negative, who jumps out at you without even hearing those numbers? Just watching these three games is the ultimate net negative.
I think Benj had a really bad series. I mean, offensively, yes, but I don't. Jesus Christ. I don't think his defense was good either, Benj.
Did you say Benj?
Yes, I did.
I'm not against giving it to Benj. I feel like this is one of those spots where there's a part of us, part of me maybe, that doesn't want to give it to a young player, that there's a bias against Semien and Bichette because of the expectations and the salaries. But you're not wrong about Carson Benj. What defensive play jumps out at you? I'm trying to separate individual games because obviously he's had his trouble defensively, but was there anything in this series that was that bad from Carson Benj?
I felt on Friday he just was misplaying balls in right field all game. Like, I mean, it was all down the line. He just wasn't making catches. He wasn't getting to spots where I think he would have normally gotten to. Maybe there was nothing like that was egregious, but it just seemed like he wasn't getting there.
Maybe the triple to Esturi Ruiz, that was that fly ball down the right field line that it felt like the ball was in the air for so long, and then he got there and it dropped in for a triple, which turned out to be the game-winning run. So I guess that would be the one, maybe.
Yeah, I feel like it wasn't a clean series for him defensively. Offensively, he did nothing. I mean, he stole a base today, yippity kaye, but I mean, that's nothing, dude.
The reason I'm going to lean towards Semien over Benj, because look, they both didn't do enough. Your leadoff hitter goes 0-for-11. It ain't good enough. I mean, it's just the bottom line. Like, it was an awful, awful series. Benj in the opener ran into the awful luck. Remember, the first at-bat he took in this series was the ball
that
Marcy made the great play on, and then two innings later, he did the same thing. So with Benj, there's a little bit of bad luck. Two bad locks that could have been extra base hits. Marcus Semien feels like a rally killer. He just feels like the guy who comes up, and the Mets rarely have rallies, and it goes nowhere. Friday night, he never came up with guys on base. On Saturday, he comes up with a runner on first, one out in the second inning, and bounces into a double play. He comes up in the seventh inning with a runner on first, two outs, and he grounds out. On Sunday, he's the one who hit the ground ball that turned into the two-base error. He didn't do anything good. Sixth inning, comes on, leadoff man on, bounces into a double play. So multiple double plays, multiple rallies killed. I think it's Marcus Semien as the net negative. I know you can't argue with that because it's basically like they all suck, so it's easy to pick somebody. But I would give Semien the slight edge on Benj based on the rally-killing nature of some of his at-bats. And the fact that Benj did actually hit into some genuine bad luck, especially on Friday night.
By the way, did you see the, I believe it was Dom Smith highlight that they mirrored back to back with Benj? And it wasn't Marcy playing center field, and it turned into a Dom Smith inside the park home run. And Carson Benj hit it basically in the same spot, and Marcy just is a better outfielder and tracked it down. So you're right. That was just miserable. It's just bad luck. But again, the Mets continuously have bad luck. Eventually, things are going to have to change, right?
Well, no. I think when you so rarely hit, the bad luck is more obvious. Like, if you have a good offense, you hit in a bad luck too, but then the next batter rips a double anyway. When you have an offense that is as bad as the Mets, your bad luck gets exposed even more. because it's one of the rare opportunities you actually have to score. And so that's where I think the bad luck is. But congratulations to Marcus Semien. You are now a three-time award winner of the net negative. So here are your standings for the net negatives in a net negative season. Bo Bichette has won it 5 times. Marcus Semien has won it 3 times. And the only other person that's won it multiple times is Francisco Lindor, who won it in back-to-back weeks much earlier in the season when he wasn't hurt. So that's the state of the Mets. And you could tell how the offseason's gone when Bo Bichette and Marcus Semien is just absolutely cleaning up the net negative award. And meanwhile, Bo Bichette recently won the Rico, I'm the Man right now. Marcus Semien has not won it yet this season. So you've got a combined 8 net negatives from those two guys and a combined 1 I'm the Man right now from those guys, perfectly exemplifying the garbage seasons of both players.
So if you had to compare right now, you'd say that the financial, the salaries, the budget this year, it's highly more into the negative than the positive. The net negative is more expensive than what the Isle of the Man right now costs.
Yes. Yeah. By a little bit.